Welcome, my friends, to another recording edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. I am Peyman Mutahide, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, which I founded in 1996. And tonight, I'm going to cover a very beautiful topic. It's about you regaining your power and your confidence to be free of IRS fear, harassment, robbery, and slavery. The topic is going to be, why give your power away by letting the IRS bluff you into filing 40 income tax confession forms? Because you really have a lot more power than you realize. So I'm going to cover the topic in this presentation. Then afterwards, as always, I will answer any and all of the questions that you may have about this topic or any other freedom topic. You have questions for free for you to help you as much as possible to live free now. So with that, can we get started the recording? Hold on, wait. Okay, one more thing. Okay, let's start.
All right, we'll count you down in 3, 2, okay. Counting you down in 3, 2, 1.
Why should you give your power away to the IRS and let them bluff you? Let's start again. Why give your power away by letting the IRS bluff you into filing 1040 income tax confession forms? I am Peyman Mutahide, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. And I will share with you tonight how for you to regain your power that you did not know you had over the IRS and be free, not having to fall for their bluff in having you file 1040 income tax confession form thinking, oh, that's the safe thing to do. Wrong. That's the dangerous thing to do, and you'll discover your power now. Let's watch this video first from this movie, okay, called A Bug's Life. This one-minute summary from this movie gives a great setup of this situation. There's a lot more of us than them, and they don't want you to realize how much power you got. So watch this thing, and we'll come back in the presentation just momentarily. Here we go.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boy, they're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
Yep. You think that compared to the big U.S. government IRS that you are a puny little ant. Well, guess what? You're not. Okay? If you ever discover, the American people discover that we have the power and outnumber them because we do and exercise our power, There's nothing they can do. And the crooked banks, corporations, their media, okay, their politicians, government, they all will fall apart. And American people will be totally free once again. Let me show you more about their bluff right here. You see, folks, this is what they want you to believe is your hand, a bunch of garbage cards in your hand that the IRS on the other side is relaxing, kicking back, alcoholic drinking hand, have a great confidence that they got while you think you got the terrible hand. That is not true. The truth is this. You have, my friend, with all the money and token on the table, you have the royal flush, great hand you did not realize. I'm going to show you your royal flush hand now. First, let's go learn from Sun Tzu. Okay, this man is a very famous man that wrote the book, The Art of War. Okay, and Sun Tzu, folks, here's what he said. By the way, let me show you what Sun Tzu is. You know, here, he wrote this book, The Art of War. Generals, politicians, businessmen use his principles of war to win any kind of fight and battle. And guess what? His principles is what they're using the IRS to enslave and conquer you, my friend. Yep, let's go to it, okay? So Sun Tzu's teachings have been followed by leaders throughout the centuries. We can learn from Sun Tzu how to best lead ourselves when climbing a ladder of success against the IRS and life. And here is number one. The greatest victory is that which requires no battle. How does the IRS use this principle against you? And they have to turn it around now. They use it against you, this principle, okay? By deception. By making you appear weak to you and themselves appear strong. They want you to believe they got all the great cards. You have the terrible cards. It's the reverse. I will show you. Hang in there, folks, okay? All right, let's go now to Freedom Austin's website. On this page, folks, that we have called The IRS is Mostly Bluff under Education Materials tab. I got a quote from this U.S. Senator Henry Belmont. In 1969, here's what he said. In a recent conversation with an official of the IRS, I was amazed when he told me, quotes, if the taxpayers of this country ever discover that the IRS operates on 90% bluff, the entire system will collapse. Yep. If you discover that the IRS is 90% bluff, the entire system will collapse. And that's what they do not want you to know. And I will show that to you now. Okay. Let's continue. So when you go to our website, folks, go under education materials. Go under eye-opening education, open a new tab, and here it is. On this page, as you go down, folks, okay, first of all, I want you to know the facts are you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to prison for not filing more income tax confession forms. Yep, you don't go walking around your home or in the street about getting hit by lightning, do you? Well, guess what? You got more chance of being hit by lightning than going to jail for not filing 1040 income tax confession forms. Yes, the numbers are on the bottom of the page. I've done all the calculations for you. Read about it later. The details is there. Now, another important thing you see in this page as you scroll down, you see I got this article called The IRS is a True Wizard of Oz, a Paper Tiger. You click on that Paper Tiger hyperlink, folks, right here. And when you do that, it takes you to this page. Yep. Here it is, this page, and you see this letter from the IRS, September 24th, 1998. When you click on this image, it comes like this, and I'm going to have it here for you enlarged. This is Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service in Washington, D.C., written to Mr. Dwan Abel, right, in Oregon. Dear Mr. Abel, thank you for your letter to Mr. Charles O. Rosati, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, dated July 7, 1998. We are pleased to provide you with the following information. Based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate, the IRS doesn't know, they estimate, folks, there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. This estimate is based on data available to the service on the individual master file. Folks, that is not what I'm saying. That's what the IRS said 5 years ago. 63 million non-filers back in 96. 2021 today, maybe 80 million. It's a good guess, right? Are there 80 million non-filers in prison? Of course not. You didn't know that big number, did you? Yes. Film also gives you the truthful information that was hidden from you. Keep watching, my friends. Let's go now to an article by Bloomberg Tax, right? It's entitled, Make the Tax System Fair, Easier for Taxpayers While Collecting $1.4 trillion Owed But Not Paid. Written by who? Written February 17, 2021, by Fred Goldberg, and, oh, Charles Rosati. Yes, the same guy who told us about the 63 million non-filers in America back in 1996. He and another former IRS commissioner are writing this article for you. And look, here is a picture of these two guys, Fred Goldberg and Charles Rosati, former IRS commissioners. And in the article, folks, they make a big confession. Here's what they say. Well, look at this, folks. They say what's critical here, critical for you to understand here, is what? Is that substantially all of the revenue increase the government collects, revenue they collect, does not from the IRS audits and collections, of course. Yep, it doesn't. Not from the IRS coming after you and trying to take it from you by force. That's what these two former IRS heads are saying. Right? The money comes from taxpayers getting it right when they file their 1040 income tax confession forms, misnamed returns. Yep. And the emphasis is by them. Not from audits and collections coming after you, but when you file your 1040 income tax confession forms voluntarily and confess you owe. Mm-hmm. And the IRS on their own website says the same thing. Here is IRM 1.5.2.3 telling their agents that our system of taxation depends on taxpayers' belief, not law, but belief, not the IRS force enforcement on you, belief that the tax laws default apply to everyone and that the IRS will respect and protect their rights under the law. That's right. They believe, your belief that we all are equal slaves. Well, how about if as slaves, we stop acting, thinking, and being slaves. That's the solution, isn't it? So let's continue, folks. Here we are. This is the drums. Who does the drums, folks? The reason most people still file. Why is it? So why is it, if we have the power, why is it that people continue to file 1040 income tax confession forms. It's because the media, that's right, the media, they keep telling you, drum it in your head, that you better file so you don't pay penalties and interest. No matter what, file, file, confess, confess on that 1040 form. Even if you don't have the money to pay right now, just file. That's what they do. IRS is like these children, bunch of incompetent with the media. They're doing drumming up, file, file, file. Here it is, CNN Business. In its article in March 2021, says tax penalties. Here's what to do if you can't pay your taxes this year. If you can't pay your taxes, what should you do? Let's go down in the article, and here's what this Gene Sahadi expert tells us. File no matter what. File no matter what. Confess no matter what. Yep. And they tell you, look, if you don't meet your filing deadline, you owe money, you'll be charged penalties, 5% here, 25%, you know, and then instead they tell you further, but if you will avoid the penalty if you simply file on time, even if you can't what's owed. That's right. Know what? File the confession form that you owe the IRS. They can collect from you later. Here's another one from another media source. This is from MSN, right? They tell you 2 days ago, this is again, April of 2021, these are the penalties for filing taxes late. An article, you go down, what does it say? Penalties for filing taxes late are deliberately set high enough to encourage taxpayers to file in a timely manner. On top of that, the IRS can impose additional penalties and interest to any unpaid taxes, increasing your bill even further. You getting it, folks? No matter what, confess. Filing is confessing your money. You file a piece of paper to your neighbor, owe you $50,000. That's done. You just confessed. You cannot collect what you confessed. It's not your neighbor. It's your enemy. It's really Satan, the IRS. Here it is, folks. Fox Business, the conservative one, right? Some Americans still need to pay taxes by April 15th, despite new deadline, right? Yep, millions still need to pay their taxes. You owe the taxes by April 15th in order to avoid penalties and interest. How did Fox determine millions who still need to pay? They didn't. That's just simply propaganda, lies, deception, folks. Here it is, CBS News. Should you take that extra month to file your taxes? This was done, written April 6, 2021. And the article within it, what does it say? Look at that. They got this expert called GoTruth cautions to make sure to file on time with that date. Taxpayers who file after May 17th, which is a new deadline in 2021, will be subject to penalties and interest. And there is no sense in paying the IRS anything more than you have to, the CPA said. So what's implicit in all of this? What's implicit is you have to file. You have to file. So if you have to file, just file on time. You avoid penalties and interest. But the fact is, you don't have to file and pay in the first place, right? The Fear Mall School on our website, we teach you about right there on the front page of livefreenow.org. There's a 9-minute video you all got to watch and follow that trail of videos to freedom, right? Now let's go to this ProPublica, a socialist pro-IRS publication subsidized and funded by George Soros. Oh, they are crying for the IRS, how the IRS was gutted. Oh, this was published in December 2018, over 2 years ago. And when you go down to the important part is right here. Based upon the IRS, the sources of the IRS, they claim, right? At the bottom of this page, this part. Investigations of people who don't file a return have plunged. Oh, you didn't know that? You know it now. Plunged. Look, they say in 2010, 2.3 million non-filers IRS would go after investigate. And in 2017, that went down to 360. And look how fast it's going down to zero. And I can tell you this, from my personal experience, it's gone down to near zero. Why to near zero? You'll see why from IRS's mouth, from the supporters of the IRS. Let's go now to this next gov.com, another Marxist pro-IRS publication in March of 2018 says that the IRS's individual master file, maybe the oldest IT information technology computer system in government, but it sure is the oldest computer system in government. And the article further tells you that IRS said IMF is antiquated with an architecture and design that dates back to the 1960s. Look at that. And they admitted that fewer programmers understand the old assembly code. That's right. And that this antiquated code is limiting and flexible in today's world of databases. Also, the population of developers that understand IMF code is diminishing as they retire. Folks don't even teach that anymore in universities for decades. For decades. They cannot update it. It's almost 60 years old, according to the articles. Let's continue, folks, to another IRS publication, irsmind.com. They say IRS back in 2011 had about 95,000 employees. Only 50,000 were enforcement, auditors, collection agents, criminal agents, managers, all that. But 2017, it was down to only 37,000. And as you can tell by now, 2021, it's probably only 30,000. So take 30,000 enforcement people IRS has. About 33,000, right? To the population of 330 million Americans, that's, for every one IRS agent, there's 10,000 people they need to go after. By the way, they got to go after corporations, big like Amazon and Apple, and medium and small. Trust, LLCs, partnerships. Yes, there is too many of us and too few of them. You never even realize it's not 100 to 1 like Hopper said. It's 10,000 to 1 at the minimum. Let's continue here. And you see now collection agents, revenue officers, the one that steal your money, according to this chart, back in 2011, it was about 5,500. And in 2017, it went down to about 3,300. And by 2021, as you can tell, it's going down every year. It's only about 3,000. So, do the math. 3,000 IRS collection agents to 330 million Americans. What's the ratio of that? It's one IRS collection agent for 100,000 Americans. And they got to go after corporations, big and small, on top of that. You see how it's a bluff? They don't have the numbers to come after you non-filers, right? Oh, there's more. Check this out, folks. How aggressively does the IRS pursue non-filers? There's a good question. They don't want you to know the truth. From irismind.com. Here's from the government's own mouth. From the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. Yes, this is a report they gave in May 29, 2020. And what do they say? The Treasury Inspector General says, high income, non-filers, owing billions of dollars are not being worked by the IRS. Not just regular, average, or low income, but even high income, non-filers. People making over $100,000 a year, the article says. Okay? Yes. And here we go. Look at this. IRS Mind tells us this fantastic admission. Did you know that the IRS stopped its non-filer enforcement? They don't come after non-filers anymore? Yes. This article asks, why did the IRS stop its non-filer enforcement? Well, the article tells you the truth, that the IRS has to do all this work to come after non-filers. And in the end, the IRS has done a lot of work with potentially very little tax collected. In other words, basically, it is too much work. Costs so much, just like the IRS commissioners told you. Costs too much and so little collected, so the IRS abandoned coming after non-filers. And in fact, here, the article continues that says, for this and other reasons, the IRS has stated, folks, that its SFR, Substitute for Return Program for non-filers, and non-file programs, programs to come after people that don't file, have a poor return on investment. Yes. So, again, they are confirming what was told by the two commissioners of the IRS. Enforcement coming after you. They don't do it. It doesn't work for the IRS. They just rely on you confessing on your own on a 1040 confession form, right? So, and what they do, folks, if you go to our website at livefreenow.org, go under education material to eye-opening education tab. Open that up, folks. You get to be right here, okay? And you see, one of the things I show on this page, if you scroll down from the top, is the fact that 1040 form, you must sign it in that tiny print, which I have enlarged for you here, is under penalties of perjury, which means throw me in prison if everything on this form is not true, correct, and complete. Yes. Look, even if Wikipedia tells you what I'm telling you, I'm not making it up. Perjury. What is perjury? Well, they'll tell you. Perjury is an intentional act of swearing. Swearing a false oath. Yep. Falsifying an affirmation to tell the truth. Whether spoken or in writing. Yes. That 1040 form is not just a little harmless little signature. That HR block, TurboTax, and your accountant, bookkeeper, CPA tells you to sign. It's a rope around your neck. put on the ledge, let the IRS pull on it, collect from you. You owe the money you confess under oath. That's all true, correct, and complete. Any little thing, they can put you in prison. Yes, for multiple crimes. I'll show you in just a minute, okay? So what is the penalty for perjury? Well, this website tells you, again, you could be maximum of sentencing 5 to 10 years per charge. Well, guess what? It's actually more, folks. It's actually more, you know, for those things because the fact that on the taxes, there's multiple penalties that you could be coming after you. In fact, if you go to our website, livefreenow.org on the front page, under educational materials, go down to questions to ask your tax preparer. Open that link in the new tab, and it's right here, folks. They are questions to ask your tax preparer. And here I point out there's a link to all the laws that you are putting yourself around your neck, attempt to evade or defeat a tax, that you can go to prison for that for 3 years for each 1040 tax form that you file. You can be charged for fraudulent returns, statements, or other documents. For that, you can get 1 year of prison for each 1040 tax form that you send to the IRS. Yes, that's just two of them. Did I miss one? Oh, sorry, I forgot. Which one did I forget? Oh, yes, I forgot attempt to evade or defeat a tax. That can get you to prison for up to 5 years for each 1040 confession form that you send to the IRS. Combined for each 1040 tax year, you can go to prison for 9 years for each 1040 tax form that you prepare to sign under oath under penalty of perjury. That's right. IRS relies on you hanging yourself. Let's do a quick review then. Folks, you thought you have this terrible hand right here. And the IRS is on the other side smiling with a great hand the IRS has. They're relaxing, kicking back, right? But the truth is, you just realize that you have the royal flush. You have the good cards, great cards. You have the power. Not your enemies, right? And yeah, check this out, folks. They are using ROI by Sun Tzu, right? And now we are calling their bluff. That's right. So Senator Belmont, when he said that in a recent conversation with an official IRS, he was amazed when he was told that if the taxpayers of this country ever discover that the IRS operates 90% bluff, entire system will collapse. Folks, that's a fact. I just showed you IRS is bluff. So with that, folks, before I go, I want to invite you. You watched this far. Your journey to freedom, you need to continue. You were meant to watch this video. You were meant to live free. You did not watch this video to go back to slavery. Continue on this journey. Your love of truth. Your love of truth will get you the freedom that you are looking for. Go to our website, livefreenow.org. Watch our videos. There's so much tools at livefreenow.org. Read and watch. And you will find the freedom you're looking for. It's all there for you. So with that, I want to end. Let's watch Hopper telling about the ants and the grasshoppers, the American people, and the corrupt IRS and the system one more time for another perspective summary. Here we go. Let's do it again.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boy. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
And folks, I've been out of line and not filing 1040 income tax confession forms because I do not owe the income tax and neither do you. So what you want to do is continue on your journey to freedom at livefreenow.org and let's have you be free. And share this, folks, with other people. Like this video. Subscribe to our Facebook, YouTube channel, other media. Okay? Tell others, your family members, friends, coworkers, text it to them, email to them, share them on social media, get it out there, exercise your First Amendment rights to express the truth you're discovering, and together we can have you be free and America be free as well. Okay, how long was that, guys? All right. Shorter than average. So this and the other video, guys, are going to go on the page, Irish is Mostly Bluff. Yeah, this and the one we did, just last one. Bam, bam, they cover each other. Although I didn't mention the other one. They're about the same page. They'll come up, you know, anyhow. Yeah. Okay. Folks watching live, because of last week I mentioned about election fraud, Donald Trump thing, you know, all that. YouTube banned us for 1 week from posting. So, see, they're not worried about taxes. It's the election and corona hoax, all that stuff is the big issues right now. You know, so that is why it's important that you all subscribe to get on our email list, folks, okay? Go to front page of our website, okay, and get on our email list on the front page. So we'll be in touch with you. Okay? So social media one day will ban us completely. We don't know. We got to be prepared. Okay? All right. If anybody has any questions, we're going to put the number on the screen for you guys to ask. Most of our viewers come from YouTube. And we don't have YouTube tonight. So those of you with questions, guess what? You have me as yours. Call the number, 657-383-1755. Push 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let us know you have a question, and I will answer them for you. So since we don't have any questions, folks, I'm going to end this call tonight and invite you to next week come back to the Freedom Hour, listen and learn. And have yourself be free of iris, deception, fear, tyranny, and slavery, and have a free life. Thank you for watching.
This has to be a record.
Because of YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
Yep, of course. I didn't bring the other video up, by the way, at the end. I forgot to do that. Maybe should I do that right now? Matt, can you do it right now? I can do it right now. Let's do it. Steve, maybe I can tell him to watch this video also on our YouTube channel also. The one that's on my screen right now, this one. Record and say that, and you can just clip it in whatever you need. Okay, it's after. Okay. Okay. That's fine.
He might be able to hear you right now, Pamela.
Okay. Call of America 202. Are you there? That's fine. Call of America 202. 202, are you there? This is Paymon with Freedom Law School, my friend.
Yes, I'm here.
You have a question you want to ask?
Yes. I received 1099s. And
hold on. What's your first name, my friend?
Mark.
Mark, again, how did you hear about us, Mark?
Actually sent away for your packet, and you sent it in the mail, and that was great. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
It's very informative.
Well, how did you hear about it in the first place?
I believe I was watching videos on eBay, or on I was watching videos and captured one of your videos and was interested.
Oh, very good. Where did you see our video?
YouTube.
Okay. All right. Very good, Mark. And so what is the question, my friend?
Basically, I receive 1099s. I sell items on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize what you clearly say, don't, you know, turn anything in, so I'm not going to turn anything in this year. But my question is, do I still need to file income tax from the state of California with the 1099?
Well, let me answer you this way, okay? The California, have you seen it? I looked at the California 540 tax form. Let's look it up together. I'm going to show you right now, okay?
Okay.
California 540 tax form. Okay. I'm going to look it up online right now.
Okay.
What you want to do is the same thing. I'm going to look it up on the search engine. Okay. That will come up. Okay. You can look up the PDF of that and get that. Okay. Type in. What you want to do, type in California 540 tax form on the search engine. And you're going to get, you know, the PDF of the form will come out from the FDB.ca.gov, the FDB's official tax form. Okay. So as you go to that form, and then you go to the second page of that form. And the second page of that form on line 12, you'll see it says state wages from your federal forms. W-2. Well,
yes, I see that clearly. Number 12.
Right. So that doesn't apply to you, obviously, okay? Now, line 13 says enter federal adjusted gross income from federal form 1040 or 1040 SR. Well, guess what? If you
I didn't fill that out either.
Exactly. Well, guess what? You cannot. That would the number you put on the form would be zero because you don't have one. If you put zero on there, according to FDB's own instructions, you are below the minimum filing requirement. So I don't know what it is, whatever, 10,000 or 15,000. I don't know what their minimum filing requirement is, but you are below that. And therefore, you don't have to file at all with the state of California. You follow their own instructions on their own form. Any other questions, Mark?
Last one. I basically made the mistake of turning in some taxes with the IRS, and they then audited me. And I went ahead and told them, okay, you're right, whatever. So they said, send us money. So they said I owed them like, I don't know, $2,700 extra. So I sent them a check for $700, and I told them, please use the stimulus check that was sent that I never cashed or never received as the rest of the payment, because I think they're all part of the Treasury, aren't they? So I thought that wouldn't be an issue. Well, they sent me something back in the mail. They says, oh, you got to go to court now. And they never did cash that check that was a partial payment.
Without seeing what happened there, my friend, What did you send them? What did they send you back? I'm sorry, I'm unable to even answer. It's like telling the doctor on the phone, doctor, I got a back pain, neck ache,
okay.
My father's name are sore throat. Tell me on the phone a prescription. I can't do that. I need to see a paperwork that of this, and then I can give you a better answer.
Okay, yeah, I've got the paperwork here somewhere.
Well, it doesn't work right now. You need to get it to Freedom Hospital for the next Thursday, Freedom Hour, so I can look at it beforehand, and then at the Freedom Hour, I can go over it for you in precise, more detail. Okay.
Great.
So
hey, well, I sure do appreciate your help and your time, and God bless you, sir.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure, Mark. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Do you have another caller, guys, with a question? Okay. What's the area code of the caller?
No, that's it.
That is.